Hi. Welcome to the second part of Coding Interview Questions and Answers. In this podcast, we will discuss the most popular coding interview questions that can help you crack your next interview and get your dream job. Question 21. What is the time complexity of binary search? Answer. The time complexity of binary search is O log n, where n is the number of elements in the sorted array. In each step, binary search eliminates half of the remaining elements, leading to a logarithmic time complexity. Question 22. What is the difference between a linked list and an array? Answer. A linked list is a data structure where elements are stored in nodes, and each node contains a reference to the next node in the sequence. It allows for efficient insertion and deletion of elements but has slower access times compared to arrays. An array is a data structure that stores elements in contiguous memory locations. It allows for random access to elements using indexing but has slower insertion and deletion times, especially in the middle of the array. Question 23. What is the difference between a stack and a queue? Answer. A stack is a data structure that follows the last in first out, LIFO, principle, meaning the last element added to the stack will be the first one to be removed. It has two main operations, push, to add an element, and pop, to remove the topmost element. A queue, on the other hand, follows the first in first out, FIFO, principle. The element that is added first will be the first one to be removed. It has two main operations, NQ, to add an element, and DQ, to remove the front element. Question 24. What is the difference between an abstract class and an interface in object-oriented programming? Answer. An abstract class is a class that cannot be instantiated and is typically used as a base class for other classes. It can contain both abstract and non-abstract methods. An interface, on the other hand, is a contract that defines a set of methods that a class must implement. It cannot have any implementation and can be implemented by multiple classes. Question 25. What is debugging? Answer. Debugging is the process of identifying and resolving defects or errors in software or hardware systems. It is a crucial step in software development and troubleshooting. When a program or system does not function as expected, developers or engineers use debugging techniques to locate and fix the issues. Question 26. Explain the concept of polymorphism in object-oriented programming. Answer. Polymorphism refers to the ability of an object to take on many forms. In the context of object-oriented programming, it allows objects of different classes to be treated as objects of a common superclass. This means that a variable of a superclass type can refer to objects of any subclass, and the appropriate method implementation is determined dynamically at runtime based on the actual type of the object. Question 27. Explain the difference between a shallow copy and a deep copy. Answer. Shallow copy creates a new object that references the original object's memory. Changes made to the new object may affect the original object, as they share the same references to mutable data. Deep copy creates a new object and recursively copies all the objects it references. Changes made to the new object will not affect the original object, as they have separate copies of the data. Question 28. What is the time complexity of the quicksort algorithm? Answer. The average and best case time complexity of quicksort is O, n log n, where n represents the number of elements to be sorted. However, in the worst case, when the pivot is poorly chosen, the time complexity can degrade to O, n squared. Question 29. How to reverse a string? Answer. To reverse a string, you can use a variety of approaches depending on the programming language you're using. Here are a few common methods. Using string manipulation. Using string conversion. Using string builder or string buffer. Question 30. How to find the non-matching characters in a string? Answer. To find the non-matching characters between two strings, you can iterate over each character of one string and compare it with the corresponding character of the other string. Question 31. How can you find the maximum element in an array? Answer. To find the maximum element in an array, you can use the following approach. 1. initialize a variable max element to the first element of the array. 2. Iterate through the array, starting from the second element. 3. For each element, compare it with the current max element. If the element is greater than max element, update max element to the value of that element. 4. Continue iterating through the array until all elements have been checked. 5. After the iteration is complete, max element will hold the maximum element in the array. Question 32. How to calculate the number of consonants and vowels in a string? Answer. To calculate the number of consonants and vowels in a string, you can follow these steps. 1. Initialize two counters, one for consonants and one for vowels, both set to 0. 2. Convert the string to lowercase to simplify the counting process and handle both uppercase and lowercase letters uniformly. 3. Iterate over each character in the string. 4. Check if the current character is an alphabet letter. 5. If it is an alphabet letter, check if it is a vowel, A, E, I, O, U. If it is a vowel, increment the vowel counter by 1. If it is not a vowel, increment the consonant counter by 1. 6. After iterating through all the characters in the string, you will have the counts of vowels and consonants. Question 33. How to determine if the two given strings are anagram of each other? Answer. To determine if two given strings are anagrams, you can follow these steps. 1. Remove any white space or punctuation from both strings and convert them to lowercase. 2. Check if the lengths of the two strings are equal. If not, they cannot be anagrams. 3. Create character frequency counters for both strings. It can be done using a dictionary or an array, where the keys or indices represent characters, and the values represent the count of each character. 4. Iterate through each character in the first string and increment the count in the frequency counter for that character. 5. Similarly, iterate through each character in the second string and decrement the count in the frequency counter for that character. 6. After iterating through both strings, check if all the values in the frequency counters are 0. If they are, the strings are anagrams. Otherwise, they are not. Question 34. How to check if a string is a palindrome? Answer. To determine if a string is a palindrome, you can follow these steps. 1. Remove any non-alphanumeric characters and convert the string to lowercase or uppercase to ignore case sensitivity. 2. Compare the characters at corresponding positions from the start and end of the string. If they are equal, continue comparing until you reach the middle of the string. 3. If all the characters match until the middle of the string, then the string is a palindrome. Otherwise, it is not. Question 35. How to count the occurrence of a particular character in a string? Answer. To count the occurrence of a particular character in a string, you can use a simple loop or built-in methods depending on the programming language you are using. Question 36. What is the best way to find whether an integer is even or odd? Answer. To determine whether an integer is even or odd, you can use the modulo operator. The modulo operator calculates the remainder when one number is divided by another. Question 37. Explain how can you print a Fibonacci sequence using recursion? Answer. The Fibonacci sequence is a series of numbers in which each number is the sum of the two preceding ones. To print the Fibonacci sequence using recursion, you can define a recursive function that calculates each Fibonacci number based on the previous two numbers. Question 38. What is a conditional statement? Answer. A conditional statement, also known as an if-then statement, is a fundamental concept in programming and logic. It is used to create decision-making structures based on certain conditions. A conditional statement consists of two parts, the condition and the action. Question 39. What are binary search trees? Answer. Binary search trees are a type of data structure used to store and organize data in a hierarchical manner. They are composed of nodes where each node contains a key and two children, referred to as the left child and the right child. The BST property is maintained such that the key of every node in the left subtree is less than the key of the node itself, and the key of every node in the right subtree is greater than the key of the node itself. Question 40. What's the purpose of loop in computer programming? Answer. The purpose of using loops in programming is to automate repetitive tasks and efficiently handle situations where you need to perform similar operations multiple times. Loops are essential for improving code efficiency, reducing redundancy, and making programs more concise. They help avoid writing the same code over and over again, allowing you to write compact and readable programs. By encapsulating repetitive code within a loop, you can achieve code reusability and maintainability. Thank you for listening to our podcast.